somebody said to me, well, all lives matter. And I said, no, right now it's about Black Lives Matter. For instance, they're tearing down the rainforest in Chile, and we're losing a lot of species and such. So a sign that's put up that says, save this rainforest, does not mean kill every other forest. It means right now we're working to save this rainforest.
Damn system is guilty as hell. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Give yourself a round of applause, y'all. All the way from Penn North, give yourself a round of applause. We're doing it all for Michael Brown, y'all. We're doing it in representation of what happened in Ferguson and the struggle that continues.
On Saturday, protesters gathered in Baltimore City to remember the tragic death of Michael Brown.
I was most shocked at the amount of time that his body spent laying out in the street, because I'm really sensitive to the way that Black people's bodies are used as, like, spectacles. And I thought, wow, you know, this poor man, somebody's son, is just kind of laying out there in the street. And I thought it was really dehumanizing.
Here we go again, another one, you know. And it's so unfortunate, because I'm actually from the neighborhood where Oscar Grant grew up, Palmasia, West Side Hayward. So when we, you know, when we felt that pain, it was just like real, real deep. And when you hear it again happening city to city, across the nation, it's just like, here we go again, you know, and it just never stops hurting.
It's like you heard about Michael Brown, but then you also heard about John Crawford in Ohio and then Eric Garner in New York. And so it was clear that there was something that seemed to have shifted, right, where it just happened so fast and kept coming out at you. So it was just like a really painful, shocking period for me.
Food was served after the march, and protesters noticed cops in marked and unmarked cars surrounding the group, so they decided to bring the officers a plate.
What are they pulling up here for,
Robert? It's interesting, because when we took them the food, they said something about a domestic issue, but it sounded like they were just making
it up.
They
sure did.
And then they rolled around, and all these other cops rolled up.
And look who's back, Juan May.
He just came
in. Ain't no quitting with Kwame.
Kwame Rose, KwameRose. I'm here today just to show my solidarity with the people of Baltimore and also with the people of Ferguson, who kind of spearheaded the Black Lives Matter movement a year ago to this date, to tomorrow's date. We're just here to show that, you know, that Black youth can use our voices, control our own narratives, and we can also affect structural systems and make change against state violence.
Devin Allen, who was picked up by Time magazine for his provocative photos that he captured during the April unrest, was amongst the group.
It's so important for me to go to every protest to, you know, get in the streets. That's why I started my program of teaching inner city kids photography, and lucky enough, Russell Simmons picked that up, because it's important that we capture these moments. We got to learn how to tell our own history. You know, since Time Magazine, I've been to a lot of festivals with other, you know, in the photojournalism world, and it's not a lot of Black journalists. You know, we need more kids with more cameras, because we have to tell our own history. We can't keep letting them tell our history, let them tell it. You know, they're not going to get it right, so we got to tell it ourselves.
The issues in the Black community is a result of institutional white supremacy. It is a result of a hierarchy, one race being dominant over the other. We see hashtag All Lives Matter, which is a replica of Black Lives Matter. But when we look at the state of Black people, how can we say that all lives matter?
I really urge white people to, I don't want to use the word challenge, to discuss with other white people that aren't quite aware of how their white privilege is actually oppression. White people don't want to hear that. They don't want to think I'm a bad person. So I think there needs to be conversations in a way that it can be heard.
You could take Ida B. Wells' Red Letter from the turn of the 20th century, read it, and then ask yourself what exactly had changed.
Audre Lorde, a poet, said, it's important to tell your truth even if your voice shakes.
We're seeing a lot of the issues happening now has happened in the 50s, the 60s, even farther back. And so it's this trend of history being repeated. And so now it comes down to what are we going to do about it?